It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on this Labor Day. Trust you're having a wonderful day. You've had time with your family, friends. And I want to welcome you to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station on this Labor Day. And as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, we as a nation are facing some crucial times, crucial days. But I believe there is hope, and there is hope in Him. Not hope in a man, but hope in Him. And so I believe this is a time that we as a nation must pray, and I believe people are praying. I believe people are turning back to God. And so I just want to welcome you to BPN Radio. And we're going to pray because prayer makes the difference. So stay tuned. We have a great broadcast lined up here today. As we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we know that prayer makes a difference. We're praying for Kim Davis, the clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, who's been in prison for her faith. And so I'm going to talk more about that. Good to have you listening in. Here we go. Well, I want to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And so I declare it's a time of breakout. And David said, I'm going to run through a troop. That means that's a breakthrough. Then he said, I'm going to leap over a wall. When you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. It's called a breakout. I'm just declaring that many of you are having a breakout. Here is Godfrey Bertle going to sing the breakout song here on a Monday on BPN Radio.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break.
There you have it, Godfrey Bertle. And it's time to break out. This is the breakout season. God is doing extraordinary things in our lives here as we pray together on BPN. I just want to encourage you today, let you know that God is with you. And this is a breakout season. I just believe that God is providing major opportunities for people all across the land in different nations of the world to do great exploits for God. A wonderful time to do great exploits for God. Want to welcome nations that pray with us here on BPN Radio. We keep track of nations that join us, and we are so very, very thankful for our producer, Michael Schonborn, provides us these statistics and information. And before we go any further, we just want to pray for nations that are praying with us. And today, you know, we have a little chart here that tells us what nations are praying with us and the order of that they are praying with us according to the numbers. And so we have, of course, the United States. Well, most listeners are the United States. Second of all, the United Kingdom. And that's England and Scotland, Wales, Ireland. And then third of all, we have Brazil praying with us. Thank you very much, all of you people down in Brazil. Then we have Canada, followed by Germany, Italy, France, and China. China is the eighth most listened to country that BPN radio has. And after that comes South Africa, Portugal, Malaysia, Philippines, India, Indonesia, Australia, Belgium, Mexico, South Korea, Spain, Russia, Argentina, the Netherlands, Venezuela, Hong Kong, Colombia, Guatemala, Thailand, Romania, Turkey, Puerto Rico, Norway, Singapore, Ireland, Poland, Pakistan, New Zealand, Chile, the United Arab Emirates, and then Uganda, followed by Costa Rica, the Bahamas, Serbia, Vietnam, Angola, Bolivia, Greece, Ecuador, Honduras, Kenya, Moldova, Switzerland, Jamaica, Burundi, Mauritius, Saudi Arabia, Dominica, Croatia. Then we have one that I can't even pronounce. Nepal, Qatar, Cape Verde, Tsunami, Burkina Faso, Lebanon, Portugal, Macedonia, Austria, Niger, Aruba, Georgia, Uruguay, Sudan, Guadeloupe, Dominican Republic, Macau, Slovenia, Tunisia, Panama, Malta, Cayman Islands, Peru, Slovakia, Kazakhstan, Haiti, Iraq, Latvia, Namibia, Mongolia. We now have 90 nations that are praying with us. Ladies and gentlemen, in my own mind, I never dreamed that I would have that many people, many nations that are praying with me. Over 1,000 churches represented on the Breakout Prayer Network. And we're being able to reach literally around the world here from my studio in Austin, Texas. What an awesome opportunity that I have. And that you that are partnering with me have. And, you know, I very seldom talk about finances, but I would be so thankful that if you would make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button. You can click on that. Use your credit card, PayPal card, debit card. And also there's an address that you can make your check if you want to send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. But I'm amazed that, and I want to thank you for that. I don't have anything to sell. All of my products are free. If you want anything that I have in the way of prayer series or books, Say, how can I get the book? Well, you can go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and you can click on resources, and you can download the book. You can read the book online that we have, and I have a book on prophecy, book on Gene's healing of cancer, and we have some other resources, a lot of prayer series. You want to record those or listen to them online. Everything's free. The Lord just told me to give it all away. But I do want to give you an opportunity to sow a seed into our ministry, because I think that would be very profitable for you and would be profitable for us, as everything we do costs money. And all the resources that we are able to receive, we'd be very thankful for. So we pray for the nations of the world right now. In Jesus' name, we pray for the nations of the world. And we pray for these nations that are having trouble. We call, Father, for help for our Christian brothers and sisters all across Iraq, all across Syria, that are suffering today. And all they want is just most of them are just living from day to day. They need a morsel of food. They need a drink of water. And it is just amazing what is happening across this land. Father God, we pray today. We that live in America that have so many different choices of food, we go into a restaurant, we look at the menu, and there's so many things to select from. And we go into a grocery store, we take our shopping cart, we go down the aisle, and we have so many different brands to choose from. There may be one type of bread, but there's so, we may go get to the bread section, but there's so many types of bread that we can order from. Go to the crackers, there's so many crackers, so many different types of fruit, so many different types of meats, so many different types of dessert. And Lord, I know that we don't feel guilty unless we, but there needs to be conviction in our heart if we're not praying for these people. Hundreds of thousands of people, many of them on the run, many of them have been driven from their home, and now the crisis is spreading into Europe, and thousands more refugees from war-torn countries such as Syria, Afghanistan, are expected to arrive at Austria and Germany any time now. In fact, many of them arrived yesterday on Sunday, and after traveling from Hungary, where they were stranded for days, as Europe continues to debate on how to best handle this surge. And it's just it's coming closer and closer to us. In fact, it's at the doorstep of our sister nation of England. And we just pray for these refugees that are being driven out of their homelands, Christians and non-Christians alike. And I pray, Lord, that we here in America will pray for them and receive refugees here to our nation, and that we will donate to corporations that are preaching the gospel, entities that are preaching the gospel, may I say, not corporations, ministries that are well-trusted ministries that are helping feed the poor and clothe and give water. And so there's a crisis in other nations of the world. So, Father, we pray, help us not to talk about anything that we can't pray about. So we pray right now in Jesus' name. And we pray for Germany that's receiving these refugees. We pray for we pray for Berlin that is about 100,000 people are seeking asylum there in Berlin and other parts of Germany. And as it spreads across Europe, people fleeing for their lives. people fleeing for their lives, fearful of ISIS. And so we have these terror groups, Lord, that has people on the run, beheading your people there, and raping men's wives and little girls, and then beheading the fathers and the husbands, and people on the run, out in the open, many of them walking hundreds of miles. Father God, help us today not to ignore these people. And I know that there is the words from so many Americans that would say, well, you know, we can't help everybody. No, we cannot help everybody, but we can help somebody. And so we here at Breakout Prayer Network, we want to pray. We want to pray for the hungry and pray for the refugees and pray particularly for our Christian brothers and sisters in these places. We want to send money to those ministries that can get the food and the water to them and the help necessary. Father, we pray for these that are running for their lives, being driven out of their country, being driven out of their homeland by the terrorists. And I pray that America will respond in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. These definitely are perilous days that we need you, God. And may we not turn our head to another side, to the other way. May we not look the other way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we pray today. We pray for America. We know, Lord, there's trouble on every hand. We know in this nation that we are assisting in helping Iran destroy Israel. They hate Israel. They say death to America. They're going to destroy Israel. We're cooperating with them. And I pray, Lord, that we will stand for righteousness. And I pray your hedge of protection over Israel today. God, watch over the Holy Land in Jesus' name. And I pray for our nation that has broken its covenant because we're no longer blessing Israel. We're taking the neutral stand. Everything is neutral. We are becoming a neutral society. We won't be... There's government leaders that say we won't be for Israel, we won't be against Israel. We'll take the neutral stand with them and Hamas and others. So we pray for Israel today. We pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We ask, O God, that you give him wisdom in leading Israel. In Jesus' name, would you help me pray? This is just a prayer broadcast. We're just getting on here and we are praying. And we know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We know that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And we pray for our nation. We declare today that America is a Christian nation. And I myself repent for backing off of that statement for so long. But I'm coming back to the forefront saying that America is a Christian nation, that we were founded on Christian principles. We were founded upon the Word of God, and we have lived since the very beginning as a nation, as a country. We have lived concerning the principles of God. We have not violated those principles until recently. And then some things begin to happen in America. A landmark thing happened in 1963 when one woman took her case to the Supreme Court to take prayer out of the schools. When I grew up as a boy, every morning we would pray. And Madeline Murray O'Hare, that woman from Texas where I live, from the city where I live, she rose up and the Supreme Court went along with her, removing prayer out of the schools. And then it was declared by the Supreme Court that it's a woman's right to have an abortion, to abort her baby. And we begin to turn into another nation. Genocide began to happen in America, which continues even today. 55 million babies have been aborted. And now we've reached an all-time low in America. We take body parts of those babies now. We sell the body parts. I'm talking about Planned Parenthood and maybe other groups that I know not of. And they sell the body parts. And is there a national outcry? No, there's no national outcry. We pray for America. We repent, oh God, for taking prayer out of the public schools. They've turned into places of violence and hatred, and police men and women have to roam the halls so they can protect the students that are there. Lord, we need your help. We need your help in Jesus' name. And not only has this happened, but the name of Jesus no longer is proclaimed. We can't use the name of Jesus before a ball game or at a high school commencement. And the war on Christianity is continuing to heat up, ladies and gentlemen. The war on Christianity is continuing to heat up, and we are seeing it firsthand with the imprisonment of Kim Davis. And we pray for Kim right now, this county clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray for her in the name of the Lord as she sits in that prison cell. As she sits in the prison cell, Grayson, Kentucky. And as she sits in the Carter County Detention Center, we pray for her, Kim Davis. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we know that in the Bible, if you'll search the Bible, this is our guideline. And it's all coming down to, ladies and gentlemen, are we going to obey man? Are we going to obey God? Now, I realize that there are laws that have been made by rulers. If we come to a stop sign, we don't need to go past the stop sign. And if the interest rate increases, then we need to pay the proper interest. And if there's a curfew in the city that you can't be out past a certain time, there are laws that we go by. But there are biblical principles that we have lived by, particularly as a nation, and that we've abided by even from the very beginning. So the Bible says in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. So there we have to believe that there is a God, Jehovah God, who created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible said that in the very first chapter, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it." And then God said that it was good. So he pronounced his blessing upon man and woman. He pronounced his blessing on husbands and wives. And then he goes on in Genesis chapter 2. He said, "It's not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helper comparable to him." The Lord created a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. He took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of me. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And so from the beginning, it was so that God created male and female, and he brought them together. He told them to be fruitful and to multiply. And as they would multiply, they would have sons and daughters that would fill the whole earth and would fulfill the will, plan, and purpose that he had for mankind, even from the beginning. And so we find that throughout the Word of God, throughout thousands of years since God created this earth, that never has there been a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman. It's never happened in the Bible. In fact, the Bible explicitly declares it shall not be. It shall not happen. And so we come to the place in America where we're at, and the jailing, the incarceration of Kim Davis is not, it's not just a happenstance. It is a landmark situation concerning what is going to happen in the future unless we have revival in America, unless we turn back to God as a nation. A precedence has been set that anybody that violates the laws of man that are in conflict with the laws of God will be imprisoned, will be punished, will be exonerated, will not be exonerated, they will be punished. And they will pay a price for not obeying the laws of man when they, even though they're in conflict with the laws of God. So that's why we got to pray. We got to pray. So what happens when we come to a time in America where the laws of man, where five people on a Supreme Court, five men and women, overrule the laws of God in this Christian nation, and they say, we now are legalizing the most sacred institution that is in the Bible, and that is the marriage between one man and one woman. Everything was founded upon marriage between a man and a woman. And every nation that has violated that has suffered greatly. And so what happens? We find in the book of Acts that Peter and John, they suffered imprisonment. They're not, Kim Davis, not the first one that's been sent to prison. But Peter and John, they suffered imprisonment. And, the city officials were very angry with them and said, "We strictly commanded you not to teach in that name of Jesus. You fill Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man." And so we do abide by the laws of the land if they are not in direct conflict with the laws of God. And so when they come into conflict with the laws of God, and the laws of God says that marriage is between one man and one woman, and the laws of man, five men and women in our Supreme Court say that the Bible is not right. That's not what we're going to abide by. We are going to pass our own laws. And if you violate those laws, you can be imprisoned, incarcerated, fined, and disqualified, lose your job, come under media scrutiny, And so here's where we're at in this nation. We've come to a place now where pastors will have to make a decision. Am I going to obey God and I'm not going to marry a man and a man that wants to get married, or woman and a woman that wants to get married? You know, if they desire to be married, then somebody that condones that and is okay with that, they should have the freedom to do that. But if a pastor says, that's against my conscience, against the Bible, against the Word of God, against the principles of the Word of God, I cannot do that. Will they lose their credentials? Will they be ostracized? Will they be in prison? Will they be fined? Will they lose their livelihood? It's a good question, but it's what we're facing today. And so I pray for Kim Davis, and I pray for America. I pray that we'll turn back to God, and we will obey the principles of God. We'll obey the laws of God. We'll follow God. We ought to obey God rather than man, because God is the one ultimately that we are accountable to. And so in the book of Acts and throughout the Bible, we found that men were in prison or were killed for their faith. And it's going to happen again, even in America, even in this Christian nation. It's going to happen. And I pray for people today that they will be bold. They will not lose their faith. We've come to a place of neutrality where the call is for us to be neutral. In other words, neutrality means I'm not for it, I'm not against it. But we're going to come to a place where we must make a decision on where we stand and what we stand for. And I pray right now for our nation that is in desperate trouble, because we primarily are a nation that has forgotten God. We've turned away from God, and we have policemen that are being killed in the streets of America, and we have baby parts that are being sold. You say, well, is everything going to hell in a handbasket? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying we need to awaken, because there are enemies on every hand. We know that we have Russia and China and that are making threats against us. And we have North Korea. And so I just believe these are warning signs. 1989. In 1989, God gave me a prophetic dream. And in my dream, I was a part of the American military. It was a beautiful night, a starlit night. It was like everything was peaceful and quiet. And suddenly, out of nowhere, there came a UFO-type object, and it landed right near where we were at with our weapons in our hands. And three men got out. And I remember my dream, and I've repeated this since 1989. In my dream, there were two Asians and a man that looked like a Russian. And those three men came and took our nation. There was not one shot fired. We did draw our weapons to fire, but our commander said to us, no, 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 it's no use. It's too late. Put down your weapons. So we laid down our weapons, and these three men came and took control of our nation. So I believe we're on the precipice of some dark times in America, unless we pray. I love football. I love sports. This is a football season, and I'm going to watch some football games, but I don't want to be so consumed with sports and other things about life that I am forgetting why I am here. I am here on purpose. I'm here to be a light. I'm here to win souls. I'm here to pray, and I'm here to be a prayer leader. And I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging you to help me pray. I'm encouraging you to stand with me. Stand with me and pray. And you can do that by going to letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. There's a place where you can sign up. You can sign up yourself, your city, your church to pray with me. And you can stand with me. And if you will stand, I will stand, we will stand together. And so I believe that we are a force in the earth when we stand together.
I will stand with my eyes on the King of Kings. I will stand
in confidence to see the Lord's deliverance.
Yes, I will stand.
I will stand at this moment. Absolutely sure, I see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, I will stand, because I'm standing with Jesus. I'm standing with my King, because I'm darkest day, I will stand and bring a sacrifice of praise. I will stand,
no matter what is thrown at me, I'll stand against the devil's king.
Yes, I will stand.
Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air at this time, anytime. Dale Gentry here on the air praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on prayer request, or you can just send your prayer request to breakoutprayerrequest@gmail.com. But you can click on there, and our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will take your prayer request, send it out to our national prayer team, and we will pray on your behalf. So we have some prayer requests we want to pray about before we go any further, because this is a prayer. This is a prayer broadcast, and we want to pray for people. I want us to pray for Marvin. Marvin is battling pneumonia and MRSA, and so we need to pray for Marvin's miracle. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you would heal Marvin, who's in critical condition, in Jesus' name. And Father, today we pray for this person's family members that's written in. We pray for Jordan, Eleanor, Kyle, Kylan, and Caden. We pray for this family, Lord, that you would come and minister to this family in the name of Jesus. We believe you for it. We pray today for a request that Ronald sent in. We're praying that their 23-year-old son will have a renewing of his mind, will turn back to God from a life of drugs and alcohol, tobacco, rejecting God. He has a hard time sleeping at night, blaming God for everything. So we just set ourselves in agreement with these parents that are praying for their son, Ronald. We pray for Ronald right now. Just minister to him in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Michael, who has diabetes, swollen retina in both eyes, neuropathy, anxiety, has been unable to work for more than a year. So, Father, we pray for Michael in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you touch Michael, heal Michael. Here's a request from Carolyn. Needs healing of spinal problems, financial provision. Father, we pray for healing for Carolyn in Jesus' name. We pray for some other people that is needing prayer. We pray for Camille. We pray for Dusty. We pray for Thomas. We pray for Larry. We pray for Dan and Carol. Restore their marriage. We pray for Annette, who needs healing from Parkinson's disease. We pray for Lucille. We pray for Patricia, who needs healing from food allergies. And we pray for Raymond, emotional healing. We pray for Drafton, who needs salvation. Mike, who needs salvation. Harvey, inner healing, grieving over the loss of his parents and his marriage. Father, we pray for this situation in Jesus' name. We pray for Barbara, who is having some serious issues in her life. We pray right now for Dennis from Germany, who's been stabbed and needs healing from a stabbing injury. We pray for the salvation of Judah. We pray for Sam that has terminal cancer. We pray today for Camille and those family relationships. We pray for a Billy who's having problems with a skin disorder. We pray for Betty, who needs her hearing restored. Barbara, we ask that you would heal Barbara. Father God, healing from MS and a stroke. Lynette has some spinal problems. We pray for her today. Evelyn needs healing. Fred and Debbie, we pray for them, for relationships to be restored. We pray for Kevin, who is waiting for a liver transplant. We pray for Kevin. We pray for Robert, who's waiting for a lung transplant. In Jesus' name, pray for Vernon, who has terminal cancer. We pray for Angeline that needs healing. And we pray for Christina. There's been a lot of changes in the workplace, and it's really affected her life. And we pray for a Hafte. She's sending a request from Ethiopia, Africa. She needs prayer for breaking generational curses, witch curse, witchcraft in her family, in her life. Father, I just pray. Would you help me pray? Father, I just pray for all of these needs. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask for your healing power, your healing virtue to flow. In Jesus' name, we pray for Ken, who's in the hospital. We pray for Polo and Sylvia that needs a building, a church building. It's coming winter, and they need a church building. We pray for Roxanne as she recovers from surgery. We pray for Lyle that's facing surgery. In Jesus' name, we pray for James, who's in prison. We pray for one of our team members, Arena, who is recovering from cancer. We ask healing for her. We pray for Joe, who's in critical condition. We pray today for Courtney that she'll have a baby. She's been unable to get pregnant. We ask, Lord, that you would minister to her. We pray for Christine, who has MS, multiple sclerosis, and other situations in her life. We pray for Janet. We pray for Jason. We pray for Faith, healing without medication or surgery. We pray for Nan, who's recovering from surgery. We pray for Pastor Bob, who's recovering from back surgery. We speak healing. We pray for Ollie, who is his wife has been taken to heaven, to restore him and bless him during this time of grief. In Jesus' name, we pray for every need that is represented. Would you just pray for somebody that you know? You know, I have this daily prayer list, and mostly it's a nightly prayer list. And I pray for individual needs, and I just go through my list, and I keep people on my list until I just feel a release. And you know, every night I pray for leaders. I pray for different situations, and I especially pray for people that are in prison, because I know that has to be one of the most difficult things in life, to be incarcerated. So I've got people on my list that are incarcerated. I pray for them. I pray for those who are incarcerated today, Joshua and Frankie and Saeed, Neil, Lewis, Daniel, Hannah. And I pray for these people that are in prison, asking God to minister to them and to bless them and to be with them. And every night I pray, each night I pray, most every night I pray for Saeed Abedini, who is in that Iranian prison. And I must say that I'm quite amazed that our government would leave him and the other Americans out of the negotiations with the nation of Iran. They would not be an issue. Their release would not be an issue concerning the Iran negotiations. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would bless and minister to Saeed Abedini in that Iranian prison, those two other Americans there in Iran. But I pray for the pastor who just went there to deliver the gospel, to share a word, and who's been incarcerated now for going on 3 years. I pray for his wife and his children. I pray in Jesus' name that you would minister to him. May we not forget him. And may we not forget those that are in prison. May we May we remember the 3 million Americans that are in prison, even at this on this Labor Day, this Monday. They're sitting in a prison cell. Many of them have been in there since they were 11 and 12 years old. We pray for them now. And I pray, Lord, that you would raise up men and women who would go into the prisons. Men and women that would go into the prisons and minister to the prisoners, to those in prison. Jesus said, I was in prison, but you never came and you never visited me. But I was there. And so I pray in Jesus' name, for those in prison, in the name of the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you give us 1,000 prayer leaders who will help us pray. Give me 1 million people in America to help me pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And what am I talking about when I say revival in America? I'm talking about revival in prisons. That entire prisons in America would be filled with the glory of God, and men in those prisons, women in those prisons would turn to Jesus, and there would be an outbreak of the Holy Spirit, people being saved, people being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and delivered, lives changed, and that would be what I would call a revival. We need to see a change. America, America, as our theme song says, turn back to Him. As it was in our beginning days when we cried out to you. You said, well, I mean, do we have freedom of religion in America? We do have freedom of religion. But you must understand that the religion that America chose from its beginning was Christianity. We've been a Christian nation from our beginning. When pilgrims came to America, and they got on these shores and prayed, and dedicated this nation to God, and for over 100 years, the Bible was the only textbook in our schools. You understand that? For over 100 years, the only textbook in the schools, in our classrooms in America, which were held in churches, was the Bible. So we need to pray. We need to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, because I believe there is hope. That's why I'm here on the radio, on internet radio, every day, talking about what I believe can happen when we pray. So, there goes. The hour has gone by. I've been leading you in prayer, calling upon prayer. If you'd like to be a prayer leader or you have a prayer group going, please go to bpnradio.com. Click on the box where it says 1,000 prayer leaders and register so you can help me pray. Be a prayer leader in this nation. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.